A Tale About Friendship, Part 2. The Crow, the Mouse, the Turtle, and the Gazelle. One evening, the crow said to his friend the mouse, "Living here worries me. Your nest is too close to people, and I'm afraid they will harm me. What do you think of moving?" "My friend the turtle lives far away near a pond, and we will find plenty to eat there."
"That's a great idea," the mouse answered, excited. "Take me with you. I hate this village."
The crow picked up the mouse by the tail and flew toward the pond. The turtle was surprised to see them together, because she knew crows and mice are usually enemies. But the crow said, "This mouse is my companion, one of the finest and truest of friends. He owns a big burrow in the village, but he hates living there."
"Welcome to the pond," said the turtle, growing even more curious. "Tell us, what made you hate the village?"
"It became too lonely," the mouse replied. "I used to be rich, but when I lost my fortune, the other mice turned away from me. Nothing cheers the soul like the company of friends, and nothing makes one sadder than losing them."
"That's true," said the turtle.
"I too agree with you," said the crow.
While they were talking, a gazelle came running toward them. Frightened, the crow flew to the top of a nearby tree. The mouse hid in a burrow near the pond, and the turtle dove underwater. The gazelle drank a little, but kept looking behind him in fear. The crow flew into the sky to check for danger, but he didn't find any. Swooping down again, he said to the gazelle, "Drink up. It's safe here." Then the mouse and the turtle came out and asked the gazelle, "What's the matter? Where did you come from?" The gazelle told them he used to live in a nearby desert, but had to run away because there were too many hunters.
"It is safe here. Come live with us, and you will find food to graze and company too," said the turtle.
Friendship grew between the four. Each day, at the same time, they would meet under the shade of a big tree near the pond. They would talk about their day, laugh at jokes, and recount things that had happened to them in the past. One day, they gathered at the tree, as usual, but the gazelle didn't appear. "He hasn't come to drink from the pond all day. I'm afraid something bad has happened to him," said the turtle. The crow flew into the sky, saying, "I'll look around from up here." A few minutes later, he returned with bad news. "Our friend has fallen into a hunter's trap."
"Take me to him," the mouse said. "I can gnaw through any trap and free him."
The crow lifted the mouse by the tail and flew him to the fallen gazelle. Alone and anxious, the turtle followed them as quick as she could. The mouse was working on the rope while the crow watched from the air. When the crow saw the turtle, he yelled,
"Why did you leave the pond? This is dangerous. I won't be able to carry you if the hunter comes."
It was as if he could foretell trouble, for that very instant they saw the hunter coming toward them.
"Get ready to flee," shrieked the crow.
"Don't worry, I'm almost done," replied the mouse, and in a few seconds the gazelle was up and running. When the hunter arrived, all that remained was the rope. Looking around in despair, he spotted the turtle. He smiled greedily.
"Nice shell. I'll find someone to buy you."
Quickly, the crow thought of a trick to distract the hunter. "Come closer, so the hunter can see you," he called to the gazelle. "Then lie on the ground and pretend you are hurt. When the hunter comes close, get up and run away." The gazelle did as he was told. And just as the crow had hoped, the hunter was distracted from the turtle, who quickly crawled away and hid in a burrow that the mouse showed her. At the end of the day, the four friends were able to outwit the hunter and return safely to the pond because they worked together and cared for each other.